Om Shanti. So today we are starting a new Avyakta Murli. This is the Avyakta Vani of 17th February 2004. 17th February 2004. 29th point in the series of Mera Baba. What is the consciousness of I, the deep? Baba says, Bab Dada has also told you earlier that it is this consciousness of I, or body consciousness, that causes an obstruction to your totally surrendering yourself. It is easy to surrender the common consciousness of I, that is, I am body, or consciousness of I in terms of relationship of body or positions of the body. You have done this already, have you not, or not yet? Has this not yet been done? The more progress you make, the more consciousness of I becomes extremely subtle and deep. It is easy to finish the gross consciousness of I. However, consciousness of I, the deep, if you develop any consciousness of I for the speciality you receive as your godly birthright, for the blessing of the intellect you have, or for the blessing of becoming an embodiment of knowledge, for the blessing and speciality of service, or for godly gift, then this is called the deep body consciousness of I. Whatever I am doing or whatever I am saying is right. That is what should happen. This royal consciousness of I becomes a burden stopping you from going into flying stage. So, the father says, surrender the consciousness of I in even this. There should be no consciousness of I for godly gift, neither I nor mine. It is a godly gift, Paramatma Den, a blessing from God, Paramatma Vardhan, a speciality from God, Prabhu Visheshta. So, the surrender of all of you is so deep. This is one of the best murlis on spirit of surrender, on being an instrument. Here few things Baba is saying, that he is talking about two forms of I, Maipan. Two forms, one is gross and another is subtle, Mahin, deep. Baba is saying that gross one is your body, that you are already conquered. The gross one is relationships of the body, that you already know. Now, here he is talking about that subtle form of consciousness of I. What is that subtle form? See, these are four words, but very, very strong. Okay? What subtle form of I consciousness we develop? First of all, blessing this. Specialities. Visheshta, you receive as your godly birthright. This is the first form where you can become proud. You can have that feeling of pride, one. Second, blessing of the intellect. Somebody feels that I have a very good intellect. I have divine intellect, so blessing of the intellect. But remember that this is a blessing which has been given to you. But to have the consciousness of I, even for that blessing, is not the total surrender. Second. Third, blessing of becoming an embodiment of knowledge, Gyan Swarup, that we have become Gyan Swarup, we have become embodiment of knowledge. This I, this is third. And fourth, blessing and speciality of service. You are doing some service and you have received some speciality for doing that service, or you have received blessing for that service. So even to have, this is the deep consciousness of I. Okay? So, in the confluence age, Baba is saying everything is a gift, everything is a blessing, and everything is a speciality you have received from above. If you have a feeling of I, consciousness of I, that I have a divine intellect, I am embodiment of knowledge, or this is the speciality I have received, and this is a blessing I have received for service, even to have the consciousness of I in all these four things is not being totally surrendered. Even to go above this, Prabhu Den, Prabhu Visheshta, and Prabhu Vardhan, these are the three words Baba has used in the Murli. It is Prabhu Den, never forget. It is Prabhu Visheshta, it's not mine, it is His. And it is Prabhu Vardhan, it is His blessing, Prabhu Prasad, what Baba says. So, this has been given unto you. If he wants, he can take back. Always remember that. If he wants, he can take back everything. He has that power. If he has given you, always, even remember that there is a one Avyakta Murli Baba is talking to all the senior sisters. And that was a period I think Baba had changed their places. He asked them to go to different places. So that Murli, Baba has said one very good thing. You all senior sisters who are here, remember that who has made you in charge? The one who has made you in charge, even he can take back that. So always remember, if I am here, even if you are staying in Madhuban, who has made you to stay there? If he wants, he can take away even that. Who has given you the department where you are serving? If he wants, even he can take that department, snatch the department from you. If he can do this, he can do that also. We forget that other thing. That's why never to have the consciousness of I. If you have particular speciality, remember always who has given you that speciality. If you think this is a blessing for you, remember again who has given that blessing. If you think you have become embodiment of knowledge, but who has made you that embodiment of knowledge? This is a very, very subtle, very, very deep. That's why Baba is saying, as you progress ahead in this Brahmin life, the forms of Maya, I don't know whether it was there or not, but in the original Murli, here Baba has said, as you progress ahead, this form of Maya, this I, it changes its form, its shape. Okay? Yeah, it's not there. It's there in the Murli ahead. Yeah, the more progress you make, the more the consciousness of I become extremely subtle and deep. The more you progress ahead, the form of I changes, its shape, its color, its complexion. Everything changes. So, we need to track, we need to understand where I is coming. Anywhere if there is a I have done this, there is a probably error in grammar. Pronoun mistake is there. So, we need to change this. I am not doing anything, he is doing everything. We all know this, but it's just a question of self-checking. He has given all the speciality, it is his blessing, it is his power which is working through me. Because we have lived with that I consciousness for so many births. That's why even we don't want it. Even the theoretical knowledge we have, that we should not have I, but still it comes. And that is why this remembrance is very much important. Make it this one Urdu, somebody poet has said, that you make this so clean yourself that you can see your real I. And then you make that real I so clean that only he is seen in that I, not you. First clean this forehead, so that I is seen, the real I. Then clean that real I also, and then you can see only God. So that is our journey. So, what is the turning point in this is? What are the different forms of I that come to me? One is this. What are the different forms of I? Where I feel that I should do this? Or what are the different forms of I that usually come in Brahmin life? We have to churn on this. Because we see now, nowadays, the service is expanding like anything. But all those who are involved in service, they are suffering from this deadly disease of I. This is a very, very fatal disease. People are suffering from it. And that is why, and all those who suffer from it, they don't know that they are having that. That's why a deep self-checking is required. We will take few points. What are the different forms of I in Brahmin life? I am instrument in doing this service. Baba has made me instrument. This is actually, on the surface it looks a very royal and good statement, but I have been made instrument by him. That itself can create problem. One second. Forms of I. I have that speciality. nobody can do this seva better than me. I am doing this seva from last 20 years. So I know better. Others don't know it. And then, what are the forms of I? If you don't take my suggestion, I am going. Do what you want. I am going. Then, I have, see, there is one Murli, I think, yeah, next Sunday's Murli, Baba is talking with parties, party number 2. Baba is talking to go to Vanprasthis. They have the ego of experience. They have ego. So, because they have lot of leisure time, so you have to give this knowledge in leisure, fursat, to them. Because they have an ego of experience. That's why you can't tell them knowledge directly. This is Baba talking to those retired people. Don't give them knowledge directly. Because they have experience. And experience sometimes can create ego. I am experienced. I know this. I am doing this service from 20 years, 30 years. You are very newcomer. You don't know anything about this service. You first learn under me. I will teach you. I know more than you. I am... They become officers here. Baba has not appointed officers in different departments. We forget that. So this experience also can have an ego. This is such a thing. Such a subtle thing. You know. Even having good experience of life, even that can generate ego. That I have ego of experience. This is the party number 2, no? Party number 2. Yeah. So this is a form of I. Then, Vinay bhai, what are the different forms of I? Yeah? I am right. I am right hand. Ah, yes. I am right hand. Of my in charge. Baba, no. Baba is different. Man Friday. It is known as Man Friday. I am the Man Friday or I am the right hand. I am the chief assistant. I am, you know, those secretaries, you just look at those secretaries outside in the world. If suppose there is one PA, to one minister, that PA feels as if she is the boss. In his absence, she behaves in a very different manner. Next to boss, she feels that she is the boss because it is she who gives appointment. So she feels that, yes, nobody can is greater than me. So, you know, even this, this is a very good point. I am right hand of my boss. My boss can't do anything without me. So this is one. Then, subtle forms of I. I know many people in Yajna. All seniors, I know them. I know all of them. I had been to all the centers. I know all the senior sisters. So this is also a subtle form of I. I have lot of, you know, I know many, I have lot of relationships and connections with people. Media, for example. Okay. That is also a form of ego. Then, Baba has said in next Sunday's Murli that it is better to remain Buddhu and not to have knowledge about the weaknesses of the different other people. Because to know the weakness, but knowledge doesn't mean that. Knowledge means that you destroy the weakness, your own weakness and their weakness. If you don't have, then you are not entitled to be called knowledgeful. So, it's better that everybody calls you Buddhu. It's fine. I am surrendered. This is a very, very, I think this topic is not very much discussed and we should not discuss even, but this is a very deep topic. Because that itself generates a feeling of ego. You know, there are 7 different forms of surrender, Baba has said in Murlis. 7 forms of surrender. When you use, Baba has never segregated, ever made this favoritism, this partiality, this nepotism, anytime. In his Murli, now those who are surrendered first they come, and then those who are not surrendered, they stand in different line. He has never said like this. For him, it is the 7 types of surrenders are there. 1 is mind, then intellect. First is mind, body, wealth, intellect, sanskars, karmas, and your relationships. That is also there, but he has mentioned this somewhere. 7 types of surrender. When these 7 types of there can be big list, but your mind, intellect, sanskars, wealth, body, okay, wealth, body, your time, yeah, time also, and this, your all the activities, all karmas, all actions, result of actions, you can add that also in that, and all your relations. Surrender everything. That is the real definition of surrender. So surrender is a very, very, very higher thing. It is such a higher level that you, even to talk, even to use the word surrender is to decrease its meaning. And then to have an ego of that, it is something very much we are deleting its importance. You know, in the world, a sannyasi is there. Sannyasin is a person who depends on the worldly people for food and for their everything, for his sustenance. But he has a very higher duty of giving spiritual knowledge to the world. And if he doesn't do that, or rather, even if he doesn't give spiritual knowledge, he has to maintain his stage very high so that his vibrations reach those villages, those village people. That is his duty. If he is not doing that, he is more sinful than those worldly people. At least worldly people, they earn money. But those who depend on somebody, their duties become higher. So this word surrender should be used very, very carefully. It should not be used in a very, very trivial manner. We should not trivialize. That is the word trivialization. Trivial means something very little, very shudra or tuch, what we call. You should not trivialize the word. It is such a higher word. Let it stay there only, because it has a very deep meaning. It has nothing to do, it has less to do with clothes, it has less to do with batches, because had it been so, we see so many people having these and doing something else. So let us maintain the dignity of this word. There should not be any, even before we use the word, we need to first understand the deep meaning of that word. What is the exact meaning of that word? If it had been so easy, everybody would have done it. It's not so. It has a very, very deep meaning to it. We can see in Jagdish Bhai's life how his level of dedication was so high, so deep. People can't even imagine. That is the real surrender. That he wanted that everyone should receive this knowledge. Everyone. He had that burning passion to reach perfection or to do whatever Baba has said. That is the highest spirit of, even in the season of summer season, he used to stay during, in Delhi, he used to stay on the higher, this thing, upper story, his room was there, whatever season, he used to sit there and write, because he wanted silence. No matter, even if it was heat, whatever it is, because he was dedicated to his writing. So, dedication to everything, dedication to writing, dedication to service, dedication towards respect towards sisters, dedication for everything of yajna, of food, not to waste a single thing, not to waste time. So, this is a very higher word, and it is likely that it is not only here, all those, you study all the history of sannyasis of since Dwapar Age. Go to all monasteries and monks and mutts and ashrams. Somewhere or other you find people, because I myself have been to many ashrams before, and I have seen how people are suffering from ego. How sadhus and sannyasis, they are so egoistic about them, that we are sadhus and these are grihasthis. They look down upon grihasthis. I remember I had gone to one ashram and I had told them that I want to become like you. So, means like what was their attitude towards worldly people I had seen. Whether it is Buddhistic sadhus or those sannyasis of Shankaracharya or go to other ashrams, the same thing. The division is there. We are sadhus and these are grihasthis. This is surrendered, this is non-surrendered. And they carry that ego within them. A deep ego. Actually the aim of surrendered life is to surrender I. But rather than I getting surrendered, I has become very big. It was a small I and it had become capital I. It was earlier small letter, now it has become big letter. In your, this thing, typing, you know, one is small I, one is big I. One is simple letter, one is bold letter. So that I was small earlier, now it has become big. So, this I has becoming, it's like, if it is I here at the starting of this life, now it has come here, it is becoming bigger and bigger. It's graph of I, small I here, and now it is going up and up and up and up, and it has come here. And then when it is here like this, you have a pen? When it is here like this, I have to draw a diagram. If it is a big I, this is an I, okay? This I, earlier it was here like this, small I. And it was small I, and now this I has become big, okay? So now, this I cannot tolerate these small I's. He doesn't like, even to be round in them. It dislikes these all small I's. The group of small I's it doesn't like. That is there I'm talking of I. So this I consciousness, this is absolutely against spiritual life. Spirituality means a progress in spiritual life means dissolution of I. And if other way around is happening, from here it is rising up and up and up. And now, earlier it was simple, only one color was there. Okay? Now you have got red here. You have made it colorful. With your Photoshop, this has become colorful. Here is a different color, here is a different color, different, different, different. And then there are other things you can do in PowerPoint, you can say, some aura is there. Some designs and aura is there. You can make it glow. It is known as glow. Okay? So, this simple I which was there when you came here, it was so simple that I want to just give everything to Baba. And He is my everything. It was small I there. Okay? Now, it has changed its complexion, its color, its shape, its appearance. Earlier, it used to walk with a very small steps. Now it walks and there is a voice while walking. It stalks the earth. It is known as stalking. So when this eye walks, this feet has become more. This is the feet. This is the legs of eye. That's wearing a very beautiful shoes, and when that eye walks, there is a voice. That small eye, when you used to walk, there was no voice. It was very small, very humble, and now something else has occurred. So this consciousness of I am this, I am that. We need to check ourselves very deeply. What I am, how I am. Okay?